And welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And Richard, it's a great Friday morning for us to talk about some creativity.
Creativity.
And,
all right.
And stepping outside of your normal, typical, mundane life.
Friday's a good day to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going into the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Friday's Friday. Everybody's a little upbeat, tired, but relieved.
Yes.
With the week. Hopefully the week was productive. But you're facing this weekend,
yeah,
and so we want to talk about using it well.
Right, right, right. So one of the things we've tried to do a lot this week is talk about our brain and what we need to do to stimulate our brain and to get things going. And one of the best things that we can do to really stimulate our brain and get it firing on all cylinders for a pretty decent pun there. Firing because our neurons have to fire. You get it. You got me.
I'm following you.
So, but one of the things to do that is to challenge yourselves to step outside of your normal routine and to try something that's creative or something that's stimulating in ways that you aren't typically stimulated.
That's right. A short time ago, we talked about these things about changing the brain. There was an article about whether these brain games actually change the human brain, and maybe they do, but the literature doesn't support them as much as we had hoped. And we ran into this article that was written back in the 70s or 80s by a guy by the name of Katz,
right?
And he said, this is what it really takes to change your brain. It takes a lot of effort, and you don't have to buy a computer game. You can do it with everyday normal things,
right?
And this is one of those things. Okay,
right.
So this is one of the things you can do to change your brain a little bit.
Right. Huh? Right. So when you're at home this weekend, or you're in your routine or doing whatever you're doing this weekend, what we will really encourage you to do is to try something new.
Add something new to your weekend.
Go somewhere that you've never been before. Go to a park and walk around that you maybe haven't been to before, or have only been to a couple of times, just to have the new experience and refreshing experience of walking around outside in the park.
The human brain loves stimulation, and it really responds to new things.
Right.
We know from all kinds of studies that the brain responds to novel items, to new situations, to new events, new routines. The brain loves new stuff. It really attends to new things.
Yeah.
Okay. So do something different. Get out of your regular routine and do something different. It doesn't have to be for the entire weekend. It may be just a trip to a farmer's market. If you do all your grocery shopping in a grocery store, go to a farmer's market.
Right.
And just participate in the life of that farmer's market.
Right. Right?
Talk to growers. Talk to the people selling these things. Talk to them about their products. That's what your brain likes. That's what it loves to do.
Yeah. So farmers markets, flea markets, all those kinds of things they're so highly stimulating.
Right.
And it's great for people watching just to walk around and see, who people are and what they're doing and all that kind of stuff. And it's so interesting to see what people sell at flea markets. You never know.
You could probably
find some ninja stars.
There's so much stuff at flea markets. You think, do people really make this stuff? who thought about this?
So, bull whips made out of duct tape. You can find all kinds of things.
Are there really bull whips made out of duct tape?
There are. Jeez. So you know, step outside and do something novel. Another way, besides going someplace, because let's say you're in a place where it's raining, so you can't go to the park or go to the flea market or something like that. Another great thing is to try something creative. If you live your life working in a typical job as whatever, try something creative. So sit down and write a story, or sit down and draw a picture, or paint, or get it. There's all of these great coloring books out that are, very detailed. They have very small details where you have to be really intricate in your coloring. Those kinds of things are actually really great for your brain because it requires so much simultaneously, looking at the big picture, but also having to focus on little things. And it's great at organizing and sort of bringing that whole picture together.
That's right. If you don't do word searches,
right?
If you don't do crossword puzzles, go out and have some fun with a crossword puzzle. Reading. Dr. Bernie likes to go to movies.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a lot of movies, right?
I want to go see one. I would like to see one this weekend. Yeah.
for me,
Peregrine's School for Unusual Children, I think is what it's called.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Anyway, for me, going to a movie would be a novel event.
Yeah.
Because I don't, I might go to one or two a year.
Yeah.
I usually go with my children. But to me, that, for me, that would be a novel event. Mm-hmm. So you're right. You don't have to go outside. I mean, for me, going to a theater and smelling popcorn and buying things and watching the people and going into the movie and having that whole experience, that would be a novel experience for me.
Yeah.
Go do something different.
Yeah.
Especially if I go with my teenage children, because then we can talk about the movie.
Yeah.
And so you have that other discussion. That, again, is a novel
experience. That's one of my favorite things about movies is the conversation on the way home.
Right.
And so what did you think? And, you know, I will have picked up on some things, and of course, my teenagers would have picked up on something completely different.
Yeah, the vocabulary that I don't know about, and my children do, and they say, oh yeah, Dad, that's a such and such. I said, I've never heard of that. And they laugh. And so, okay.
Yeah, well.
There's a lot of vocabulary.
There is a lot.
Sorry.
So absolutely, try something new. Something just outside of your typical, and you will almost feel
you
the
do.
Stimulation in your brain
as it
just kind of eats up that stimulation and excitement.
Yeah, put something in your weekend. Make it a point. Tonight, in fact, in Florida, First Friday is this week because it was canceled last week.
Well, it's First Friday everywhere, not just in Florida.
No.
Well... Oh, because of the hurricane last week. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Because it's actually the second Friday.
That's right. Today's the second Friday of October.
Right.
14th. The first Friday was 7th.
Right.
Okay. And so, for us, this is First Friday. And there are usually events in our little Florida cities on First Friday. There's usually some celebrations going on downtown. In downtown. But doesn't Bartow have something like that? They have a First Friday?
Know.
Yeah, they do. Most of these do. So if you're living in a place that's doing First Friday, go look at the First Friday events.
Yeah.
That would be a great thing to do tonight.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be good. It's a little bit cooler. It's not going to rain.
Not cold. But it's cool.
Every time I think of cold, I think of New Jersey.
Though I was, we were at soccer practice last night, and the mosquitoes were out pretty good.
Mosquitoes are out.
So you have to, it's at that temperature where it's cool enough to be outside, but not so cool that it keeps the mosquitoes away. So,
right. Yeah, they were out the other night.
I read something the other day where there's these researchers who are developing a genetically modified mosquito.
Right.
That they will release and will breed with the wild mosquitoes.
Right.
And then their offspring will be unable to reproduce.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's scary times.
I heard about that. They have very short
That worries
life,
me.
And they can't reproduce.
That worries me.
Wonder what would happen if we didn't have mosquitoes.
What would the bats eat?
That's right.
What would the bats eat?
Mess with nature.
Yeah.
Messing with nature. Nature finds a way.
That should be like how we close the podcast.
Okay.
Just say, how would the bats eat?
Well, what would the bats eat?
Sorry.
I lived in Austin, Texas, and they have the largest urban bat colony in the world.
Wow.
Lives under the bridge in Austin, Texas. And they fly out, and you can't count them. There are just clouds of bats that come out from under this bridge, and they eat all the mosquitoes.
If I ever travel to Australia,
mm-hmm.
one of the things I would really love to see one of those fox bats.
The big bats.
Those things.
Yeah. We can talk about it.
That's like Batman. I mean, those things are huge.
Big, right? They're like birds.
Could you imagine?
Condor bats.
It'd scare me to death.
Condors are making a comeback.
That's good.
Another topic.
Okay. Man, you see, it's Friday. It's
those
Friday.
Those are new topics. Those are new. See how the brain gets stimulated by these novel topics.
Yeah, it just happens.
Do something different this weekend. Maybe with your children.
Yeah.
You know, take them along, and that would be a fun time, be a great time. Good for your brain, good for your kids.
Absolutely. So, all right. So have a great weekend. Get out there and do some stuff, whatever that stuff may be. And we will see you Monday morning.
Let us know what you do.
To start off a new week.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.